You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Tallulah Bar and Plantation Pineapple Rum.
Piquant.
Welcome, Dan, from Tallulah.
Yeah, welcome.
Do I have to say it like a pirate?
I think so you have to. That's how you.
This
is like the King's Speech. That's your learning method and how to say stuff. You just whatever it takes, mate.
Now, once more for everyone, where are you located? Where's Tallulah located?
It is the old Tyler Street Garage.
Yes.
On the top floor.
There. Downtown.
Yes, on Tyler Street.
Wonderful sunny day today. It would be great. Be great to get down there and check it out, right?
I'd love to be there. I'd love for you guys to be there.
Hey, but right now we're here, which is kind of everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's bring Tallulah into the studio here.
John's freaking out again. Having a real existential show.
I feel like my mic is not working.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, should we just reiterate, there's a prize up for grabs. Actually, many prizes. We have a bevy. We have cigarettes after set single pass. We have a Fife single pass. We have a Rocky Horror Picture Show double pass. And all we're looking for is a great name for this cocktail that is about to be made in front of us.
It's currently unnamed.
The as of yet unnamed.
Now, what is it based on anything?
5395 is the text line. Sorry, guys. Sorry, just go.
It's a swizzle style drink.
Keep going.
Swizzle? That's kind of all you get. I guess you get the ingredients and then you come up with a name from there.
Okay. Now you're serving it in a tall glass.
Yep.
And you've got
glass. That's a really tall glass, by the way.
It's a serious glass.
That's almost like it's just under a foot, I want to say.
We've got Plantation Barbados rum, which has got notes of coconut and notes of vanilla.
Correct.
Yep.
All right.
It's a phenomenal rum.
It's powerful rum as well. It's not messing around. It's not a little sook of a rum.
Hot distilled.
Yeah.
Big flavors.
Yeah, it's strong. It says Barbados on it. It's ticking all the boxes.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Should we get going?
I'm good. Yeah, get into it. Talk us through this cocktail.
There's a few unnamed bottles. There's a couple with just like letters on top. Yeah, we're just going to wait and see.
I'll go through those when we use them. So we'll start off with 45 mils of the Plantation Barbados 5-year.
Yo.
Just straight into the glass.
Is that a young buck? Or is that kind of getting on for a rum?
It's got some age on it. The thing is that rum's aged in the Caribbean where it's quite hot, so the aging happens pretty quickly.
Okay.
So a 5-year-old scotch, you haven't got much flavour from the barrel yet, but Scotland's pretty cold, whereas the Caribbean's pretty warm, so you get a lot of interaction with the wood.
It's a beautiful golden colour, I must say,
It is.
Very, very nice.
It tastes just as good.
Isn't the sun just coming through that bottle, John?
Very golden syrup-like.
Cool. So, 30 mils of fresh pineapple juice.
Yes.
Can I just have a little sniff of the pineapple juice?
Mate, you can have a swig of that if you really want.
Canary in the cave. If John,
tell
if John
us
just,
how fresh it is.
John just does a Family Guy fall over like...
It's very pineapple-y. Hey, you don't need to sniff it.
I only want to play with it because you're playing with it.
We'll do 15 mils of fresh lime juice for citrus.
Lovely.
Can we just have a little sniff of that?
That's definitely lime, as I can tell from here.
Absolutely. It should smell like lime.
That's
if it doesn't,
we're
in trouble.
Yep.
And then to balance that out, 15 mils of a simple sugar syrup. So that's one part sugar, one part water.
I find that this little bit of a sniff gets the palate going, the taste buds
the
going.
The olfactory senses firing.
Knew there was a method to the madness.
And then we're going to add
some
crushed ice.
Your shave ice.
If you're making this at home, you buy a bag of ice from the servo.
Right.
And just smash it up.
Pulverize
while it's still in the bag.
Yep.
Now, this is going to make a bit of a mess.
It's so much fun smashing a bag of ice on the ground, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Please tell me you're going to...
And then we get this special implement. It's called a swizzle stick. It's made from a special shrub, which branches in 5 prongs. So all very technical,
naturally,
very important.
Naturally grown thing.
You can do this with a spoon, but we are professionals, so we're going to use an actual swizzle stick.
It's like if somebody was sort of a half a meter tall, it's like a little walking stick.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Except for the kind of claw on the end of it.
If I was half a meter tall, though, you need something gangster like that just to kind of...
It does extra, look, it's extra more stability. Like a wizard's kind of staff.
We're on a wizard theme.
Might shoot a little lightning from it, I would say.
It kind of is, actually, yeah.
So we just insert that into our glass there, our crushed ice.
Oh, wow, it worked well.
And we give it a swizzle. So just between my palms, swizzling it back and forth to mix up all the ingredients.
When you say swizzle, it looks like you're kind of like trying to light a fire.
It's agitating and oscillating.
Absolutely. And then we're going to top that off with a bit more crushed ice. And then a few secret ingredients.
Nothing secret with John's nose lying around.
Mate, he's already got the olfactory senses firing.
You can't Shazam a drink, John. Put your phone down, mate. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but
my
nose might be able to discern what this is. Right?
So we're just going to float on top about 15 mils of port. So this is this drink's a great use for any port that's lying around the back of your parents.
May I have a look at the sniff of the port?
Around the back of your parents' liquor cabinet.
I'm going to need to sniff that.
We're going
to
put a couple of dashes of Angostura bitters.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's not got a dash of top on it.
Oh, so shit.
It's done quite a bit there.
The drink
there might
is
be
looking phenomenal,
extra flavour there. And then to finish that off...
It was a dollop. That was a dollop.
Just a garnish of mint.
It's like someone did a prank on you kind of just then, eh? Sort of thing. You know, with the pepper that people do and ruin people's lives. It was like that.
You're so sinister, eh?
So mint garnish, lime garnish, and then we have these straws, which are the very pinnacle of tiki engineering. They're cocktail umbrellas and a straw combined.
Oh, I like it.
In one.
Someone's come in with a name, Captain Loca. Okay, that's actually your first entry. 5395, name this drink. We're up for grabs. We have a Fife single pass, Cigarettes After Sex single pass, and Rocky Horror Picture Show double pass. Get your text in. Tell us what you think this, what you'd call this drink. It's looking like a...
This is the best looking drink that you...
It's a traffic light.
Presented this
of
month.
Sorts.
I think we need to, like, just give it a little photo shoot, actually.
Design it. It's nice. It's like
right by the BFM phone.
It's like down a little bottle sailor. What's the bleed like going to be like from that dollop that was supposed to be like a sprinkle? Because it's a deep red.
I really like bitters, so so if you guys don't like it, I'll finish it for sure.
Hey, when you text in, tell us what ticket you want as well. What do you think, John? It's quiet.
I'm just getting a taste of all the different layers. Because, like you said, it does look like a traffic light.
That looks heavy, mate. Let me just grab that. Thank you.
The shave ice is actually making it kind of like...
Get your shave ice, sort of thing.
It takes a second to get a sip. Maybe a little bit of shave ice has actually gone up the straw.
Should I be eating the mint? I like mint.
No, it's more just there to give you that nice aroma.
Show restraint is what you're
Something
getting
like 80% of your sense of taste is actually from your sense of smell, so it's important to have a good aroma to your drinks as well.
Get a full
experience, right?
Lovely, 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 lovely drink. The Portage Colada. Swizzle Manizzle. Ooh. Not bad cocktail names coming in. 5395, get your cocktail names in. We have three types of tickets up for grabs. I've got a bit of ice actually stopping the straw at the moment. It's ruining.
You want another straw?
My imaginary situation here is just sitting up there at Tallulah, looking out the sea, watching the sunset. Feeling pretty good.
You know, yeah, I've already used John's straw. That straw's useless now. That's a lot of drink as well, eh? Like, that's a big old drink.
Yeah, we're not messing around.
You're sitting in for like 20 minutes on that, I reckon.
I don't know, man. 20 minutes? How slow do you drink?
Yeah.
If you're going to take that long, bring a friend.
Yeah, well, you know, it looks
it's
comfortable with two straws
it's
in it.
Two straws,
yeah, it looks... It's,
yeah. We do have a number of drinks on our menu which are designed to share with your friends because we make them so big.
Can you actually take a photo of John and I sharing this drink?
I absolutely can.
Live on air, I'm going to push this electric octopus up a bit.
Can you take a photo of us?
I was sipping the whole time.
To avoid getting that mic boom and...
Did you get the shot? Way. Nah, it's just more real. It happened. Hey, what a fantastic little drink. Well, big drink. It's refreshing. The bitters is cascading down into the bottom now, and I'm worried about what's going to happen.
The bitters might be taking over at this stage.
Uncharted territory now.
Just word to the wise, make sure you've got a dash of top on your bitters before you pour it in there.
The chave ice,
the bitters hasn't gone too nuts, I must say. It's actually, it's okay.
Bitters is great. It's great for you. It's very good for the digestion. So if you've had a large meal, shot of bitters.
Yeah. Quite often I've had a large meal.
Do you guys do a little bit of food?
We do, absolutely. We source our food from downstairs. So we've got things like deep fried pies, what are called beast fries, which is like...
A potato, just fried?
It's fries, but it's got like meat and sauce and stuff on top of it.
Oh, the bitters is taking hold. The bitters is taking hold. I'm just going to get the bottom.
Mm. So things of that nature.
Somebody said the sloppy sunrise. I quite like that name.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sloppy as in a reference to my professionalism.
They can't see anything.
Cool. So once more, run us through the ingredients.
Yes, so people can name this cocktail.
And if people want to get themselves some Plantation Rum, they can do so at Glengarry's?
Absolutely can. The Barbados 5 will be there, along with the rest of the delicious range.
And you reckon this one is a bartender's favourite? This is kind of good for everything.
Run us through the build one more time.
Full flavoured. So 45 mils of Plantation Barbados 5, 30 mils of pineapple juice, ideally fresh, 15 mils of lime juice, again, fresh is best, 15 mils of simple syrup, which is one part sugar and one part water. And then you swizzle that about with some crushed ice in your glass and top it off with 15 mils of port and a dash or two of Angostura.
That was as
opposed to about the 20 or 30 mils that I accidentally poured in there.
But it actually wasn't too detrimental long term. It kind of held up the top, you know, quite well.
I love bitters. I'm glad you do too.
Right on. Someone saying Tallulah that does the hula from Hawaii. Didn't someone try to call their kid that?
They did call their kid that.
That's a thing, eh? That's actually great. Definitely call that drink that.
All right.
Good work.
That's it. Appearing on the next menu.
Good work. Well, we'll see you down at Tallulah on Friday.
Absolutely.
Just before we go to the DMAs. Come down and have a beer.
It's a date, John.
Or a cocktail.
Date night.
You can have a beer too.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Tallulah Bar and Plantation Pineapple Rum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.